Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. I'm your host, Ann Harrison, and I thank you for coming along with me to talk about Jesus and the writing life. God has given us each a story to share, and your story matters. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Inspirational Journeys. My name is Ann Harrison, and today I am speaking with Emmanuel Rose, who has written a series of children's picture books that, and I'm going to ask him a little bit more because I wasn't able to read them, but about plants and plant life. So welcome to the show, Emmanuel.
Thank you so much, Ann. I'm glad to be here and look forward to our conversation.
Thank you. So why don't you start by introducing yourself to the listeners and the viewers? And the reason I do this is because nobody can tell your story better than you can.
All right, sure. My name's Emmanuel Rose, and I've been working as a marketing and sales professional for the last three decades. And as the grandchildren came along, then I wanted to have a way to influence them since we don't live too close to them. And so I started to write these various children's books so we could tell some stories and I could tease them into thinking about things maybe they weren't getting in regular life.
Wow. Okay. So I was going to ask you, what was the aha moment that, or how did you know when you were called to write these books?
Yeah. So, you know, I talked about it a lot with my wife and as the grandkids were getting, you know, a little bit older and I was on a hunting trip, had a long walk and no turkeys, sitting next to the river. Just relaxing, and quite literally, there was a red-tailed hawk circling around the Winnaha River, and it all just hit me. The grandson's name is Henry, so it was Winnaha Henry, the red-tailed hawk. It just kind of flooded into my mind, and I said, okay, well, I'm going to write these stories about natural history and about the animals of northeastern Oregon, and we'll see where it goes.
Wow. Okay. And I noticed on your website, your children's books also come with seeds and other activities and things. Yeah,
absolutely. So the first book was called Seeds to a Tree, and it was about forest fire and about planting trees. And so that has a pack of dug for seeds for the kids to grow a tree and plant it somewhere. And then this next book is called The Secrets of the Grouse. And the grouse's secret is stillness. So teaching kids that it's okay to just sit there.
Yeah.
But that one, I introduced the idea of the pollinator plants and the pollinator animals. So butterflies and hummingbirds and bees. And so that one shipping with seeds to plant for to bring the pollinators into the yard.
So I've noted, so what it sounds like is your books were written for, as educational tools as well as entertainment.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my goal is to introduce, you know, some of the plants I say the Latin names in there. So it's entertaining, just not just for the kids, but also for the parents. They're going to learn some things. If anything that I mentioned about the environment is going to be accurate and grounded in science. And so it starts to trigger some inquiry that's, you know, scientific, and as well as the story being fun and inspirational.
Wow, that is so amazing. So what would you want kids and parents alike to take away from this series?
Well, the biggest thing is that to ask questions and to find the answers, right? So some of the things I leave open-ended so that if it triggers some thought, that the parents got to go do some more research to answer the questions in the book, or just the entertainment and hopefully building some interest in being outside in nature and away from the screens and away from the computers.
Yeah, that's so important these days because kids are so attached to the screens. I love nature myself. So any tips for writers that you've, that any little things that you learned along the way as you wrote these books?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing for writers is that we've got to schedule a time and we got to write every day, right? And even if it's the worst junk, the worst writing ever, that you're just, you're getting in the habit of writing. And, you know, Annie Lamont and some of those, Natalie Goldberg, say that, right? It just, write the worst stuff that's ever been written, but you got to do it on a consistent basis.
Are you talking about Bird by Bird?
Yeah.
I read that one too. She's done some others since then, but Bird by Bird was definitely a good one, especially that prompt about school lunches.
Yeah. So I think that's the biggest thing is that we, if you say you're a writer, you say you want to write a book, then you got to write every day. And then get an editor. That's the other thing. I think I saw some funny posts on social media this week where they're like, well, do I really need an editor if I'm writing children's books? Like, absolutely. You need not just one editor, but you probably need three just to go through and read it and make sure that it makes sense to a variety of people.
And that's one of the, another thing that I feel like I've been called to do is edit. So
nice. Yeah.
Yep. So I'm doing edits for Celebrate Lit Publishing.
All right.
Speaking of publishing, did you self-publish these books or did you submit them to a...
Yeah, I'm lucky enough that since I have a marketing team, we run it through as a project. And so I was able to self-publish and I sell both on my own website and on Amazon.com. So that's how I've gone about it.
Are they in ebooks as well as paperback or just the paper?
Ebooks also. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. Did you use Kindle Unlimited or did you?
Yeah. Oh, the children's books actually are just print. I'm sorry. My marketing books are ebooks and print also.
Yep. Oh, okay. Cool. So another question from the marketing aspect, did your marketing background help you to be able to market these books to the, well, of course the parents, because the children are not going to buy the books, but.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. The you know, the irony is the easy part is writing the book.
Yes, that's true. I hear you.
That, you're grinding away, figuring out how you're going to actually get other people to pay you money to take hold of the book. So, having the marketing background definitely helped, and then realizing that the way that I've written these books, they're evergreen. They're going to outlast me. And if I only sold 10 a year for the rest of my life, that would be fine, because the messages still go on and they'll outlive me.
Oh wow, yeah, I love that. So, is there one other final piece of advice that you want to leave the listeners and viewers with today before we close?
Well, I'd say write your story, picture the people that you want to read it, and move it in that story along or that information along from your heart, so that you're giving the biggest gift that you can to the reader.
Wow, that's amazing. So where can people find you online?
At emmanuelrose.com. Yep, so that's my author website.
Okay, cool. So we challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. Thanks for joining us here on Inspirational Journeys. And remember, folks, your story matters because you have a message to share with the world, and the message you share can only be shared in the special way that you have been given to share it. So go out there and share that message with the world. Again, thanks for joining us and have a blessed day. Hey guys, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and my special guest, Joe Templin, has an offer for my listeners and viewers. Take it away, Joe.
Anne, thank you. And again, thank you for bringing me on. This was a wonderful conversation. I'm glad that I could reach out and help your people grow. And to continue to help them to grow, we have an offer. If they go to the website everyday-excellence.com and use the code inspirationaljourneys at checkout from the shop, they can get a 10% discount on anything there to be be able to help them with their personal journey to grow and inspire others.
You heard it here, folks. You get a 10% discount on everything in the store at everyday-excellence.com using promo code Inspirational Journeys. Happy rating, writing, and celebrate the day. So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host, Ann Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at AnnWritesInspiration.com, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at AnnWritesInspiration and on Twitter at AnnWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.